Well, I guess I'll start then. We've had a great week here. We're very appreciative of the hospitality, our housing at the Galleria, our practice facilities, our escorts to and from everything we've been to. Food, obviously, in Houston's been awesome. And we've had a great week. We've been very fortunate at Oklahoma State. We've been to a lot of bowl games, and we've had great experiences, and this one has been the same. We're very proud of our team, the way they've handled themselves. They've practiced well. They've stayed in line. They've enjoyed themselves. So for the administration, the players, the families, myself, our coaching staff, we've had a great week, and we're very thankful for the hospitality that we've received.
How fortunate have things been for you coming into this? Chuba makes the decision he wants to finish the season and play, regardless of his future. And then you get Spencer healthy. You're kind of, you're not maybe at full strength, but you got a lot closer than maybe it looked earlier.
We've had a great year. We've had a few ups and downs, like most teams, based on things that sometimes are out of our hands. But Chuba is a first-class young man, and he and his family have to make a decision based on this game and then his future. And that's a personal matter for him, and it's different for every young man that we've had over the last 10 or 12 years that had an opportunity that he has at this point. But for us, we're excited. We're thrilled. Personally, for me, and I've said this, I think it's important for players to compete in bowl games. That's just my opinion. Everybody has a right to their opinion. Sometimes they choose not to. It's okay. But I'm glad that he made the decision that he's made, and I know our team is excited, the fans and the bowl. The bowl's excited about him playing and be out there running around a little bit. I think that our staff, they've done a good job with him. And Chu knows this. He had a lot of carries this year, and so toward the end of the year, he got a little bit fatigued. Hopefully, he's had enough rest now and getting back up and running. But once two went down and then three went down, we had to revamp, do some things differently. Unfortunately, in football, those things happen. So you stay the course, find ways to move the ball, score points. We made some adjustments in the way we played those games, but we have other guys that stepped up. You know, the guys that are in this room defensively, we played the best football that we've played in the latter part of the season. Offensively, we've had guys that step up when you lose other guys. And I was just having a conversation yesterday with a couple men at practice, in that, you know, it's interesting when you have an unfortunate situation like we had with injuries, how other players step up, and you didn't know that they could perform as well because they might not have had that opportunity based on the other players. So I was very proud of the organization and the way that we adjusted because of those injuries.
You were a quarterback. You realize how important the relationship is in that room. I don't know if you commented on this, but the team elected Drew, a captain. Are you kind of amazed? Two guys that really wanted the job, how they handled themselves the entire year?
Well, you know, because of the age in this room, Robert, when you said you were a quarterback, everybody started whispering to each other, like, he's played quarterback? This group over here. You remember? Well, you shouldn't. Don't say anything. Yeah. The young ones are in the back like, yeah, that guy's crazy. So anyway, Drew has been awesome. He's competed. He's studied tape. He's worked hard in a very, very difficult situation. Unfortunately, at the quarterback position, in most cases, we only play one. And that's why you're seeing so many young men transfer at that particular position. The other spots, you play multiple guys. They rotate in. He's been awesome. For the team to have enough respect for him, to vote him captain when he's really only played in a couple games, says a lot about him. You know, he's mentioned at one point of wanting to get into coaching. He put himself in a great position to get into coaching. So Sean's done a good job with the quarterback room. The guys have worked hard. They've worked together. I really think they've supported each other, and it's helped our football team.
Coach, what has Colby Harbell built into your defense this year?
Well, he's been awesome. He's played at a very high level. He's been around the ball all the time. If there's ever a ball tipped or on the ground rolling around, he happens to be in the area, and he's made plays. So he's been a good leader for us. He's been quiet this year. He's practiced really hard. He goes out and does his job. And it's unfortunate that he can't play in the game, but he's been a really good leader for us, and we're looking forward to his future at Oklahoma State. They'll be fine. Obviously, if you had Colby or if you had Trey, you would be a little better. But as I said earlier, based on the injuries we've had, other players step up and make plays. So they've practiced throughout the year, the guys that will step in and play. We've practiced the last 3 weeks. And we expect them to line up to play hard and compete. Wow, that was a lot. Everybody woke up.
Go ahead.
Well, they're a good team. They've recruited very well. They understand their system. Coach has been in it for a long time. The majority of it looks like it did when he was back at the other school. They want to run the football. They do a good job of getting in some bunch packages and getting four strong and passing game and such for all the man coverage things that they see in practice themselves in August and in the spring. And they have skilled guys that can make plays, and the quarterback can do a good job with his feet.
Coach, you met with Jimbo Fisher in Arlington in 2014. So what have you seen between him and his offensive identity that he's been able to bring over to college?
A lot of similarities, as I was saying. The packages, the concepts from an outsider looking in, there's a lot of similarities. And that's what most of us do, right? We go back to the things we believe in at some point. Play callers, guys that are schemers, are creatures of habit, and there's a lot of similarities in what he's doing now compared to at the other school. Well, you know me, I'm an old school guy, Big 8 guy, an old Big 12 guy, and I'm pretty traditional. I wanted it to stay the way it was years ago, but TV and money and other people make decisions, so. We hated to lose the schools that went another direction, but it's a good matchup. It's good for us. This is a great location. It's a great location, obviously, for them, but it's a good matchup, and it's fun to be able to compete.